Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is March 17th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, check out Amazon.com by going to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Today's episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. We actually have two episodes for you this week. Each episode, the first one is Hook or by Crook, and the second one is No Escape for a Murderer. The original air dates is, for the first one is December 11th, 1943, and for the second one is January 1st, 1944. I do want to say that I may have heard these before personally, so I don't see any record of me playing them. And since I don't see that I've played them before, we're going to go ahead and play them anyways. If I did play these, let me know. But once again, I'm looking through all my show notes, and I don't see that I've played these before. So I may have just heard them previously. So hope you guys enjoy, and let's get into it.
The Challenge of the Yukon.
Come King on you Husky!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region. And the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The Groundhog Cafe in High Top was crowded as Sergeant Preston and King made their way through the miners, trappers, and gamblers, standing two and three deep at the bar.
Hey there, Sergeant. Just get in.
Hello, Tom. How's your luck tonight?
Not too good. Seems like the cards are against me. Stop it at the cabin sometime. Me and Tim will be glad to see you.
Well, thanks. I'll do that one of these days. Hello, Clem.
Well, Sergeant Preston, you ain't a sight for sore eyes. How are you?
Fine, fine. How's everything with you?
Never been better. Place's pretty crowded, ain't it? Oh,
well, the groundhog's never empty. That's Mike's boast, isn't it?
Yep. Say, I guess you're looking for Mike.
Well, I'd like to see him, but... Well, finding him in this mob seems hopeless.
Oh, he's back in his office. Come on. Drinks around the house, if you mind to have some.
Oh, thanks, Clem, but you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. 24 hours a day on duty. Here you are. Mike's going to be glad to see you. Only yesterday he was asking about you.
Who is it?
I brought you a visitor, Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Preston! Well, it sure is good to see you. Sit down.
Thanks.
Yes, sir, by golly. I was wondering how long it'd take you to get back to our neck of the woods.
Whenever we hit High Top, you're the first person we look for.
Hear that, Clem? That's how the law feels about me.
No wonder you make sure the dealers shell out honest curds. I guess I'd better be getting back to the tables. See you later, Sergeant.
Right. I'll stop by to see how much of Mike's gold you lose to those poker players.
Oh, don't you worry about me losing any.
Clem's a great boy.
You're lucky to have him working for you, Mike. He's honest and dependable.
You don't have to tell me. I know it. Oh, say, that reminds me.
Huh?
Funny thing happened the other day.
Oh, now, Mike. This isn't going to be another one of those stories of yours, is it?
No, this is on the level. You remember... Well, what's wrong with my stories?
Nothing, except that by the time I get around to you, every miner from Skagway to High Top's told me the same story.
Oh. Well, as I was going to say... You remember Egg Larson? He used to work for me.
Larson?
Yeah. We used to call him Egg because of the way his head stuck out in the back. Big fella.
Yes, I remember.
He could carry them kegs up from the cellar like there was a feather.
Well, what about him?
Well, he's back in town.
He wants to go to work again, huh?
No, not that. He wants to buy me out.
Wants to buy you out? Larson?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny myself when he made the offer. But he meant it.
Oh, wait a minute, Mike. Let me get this straight. He used to sweep the floors here, didn't he?
That's right. But he wants to pay me $10,000 in cash for the groundhog. Of course, I won't sell. told him so, too. And he upped the price $5,000.
Oh, he must have made a rich strike. A man who was sweeping floors 6 months ago can't turn around and scare up $15,000 cash just like that.
Thought the same thing. But when I asked him about it, he said no.
Well, that is funny. But then maybe he has some luck lately and he wants to keep it quiet. Is he still in town?
Yeah. Says he ain't going to leave till he makes a deal with me. What's wrong with King?
And what is it, boy, huh? The window, Mike. Stay back, Mike. I'm going to see who fired that shot.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm coming with you.
Go on.
Well, come on. Let's follow him.
Follow what? He's mingled with that crowd now, Mike.
What are you looking for?
Tracks.
Can't tell much in this mud. I don't understand. Who'd want to shoot us? If King hadn't growled, we'd have both been dead men right now.
I wonder which one of us he wanted to kill.
You mean you don't think he was after both of us?
I don't know, Mike. It was too dark to see his face. All I saw was the muzzle of a gun.
Oh, Lord, I don't mind telling you.
A lantern, do you have one inside?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll get it for you.
Well, King, old boy, you saved a life.
Have a lift just a minute.
All right.
There we are. Here you are, Sergeant.
I'll bring it over here, will you, Mike?
Yep. This is where he was standing, all right. I'll bet he heard what we were saying, too. That wind up.
He listened for a few seconds before King warned us.
What? How can you tell that?
Well, these tracks are deeper here, see? But they mingle with too many others.
Them tracks could be made by almost any man in the Yukon.
Well, might as well go back inside.
I sure hate to think of whoever that was coming back to finish what he started.
He'll be back, all right. He'll be back.
Sergeant Preston carefully examined the bullet which had penetrated the wall, but every minute they spent in the small office worried the cafe owner.
Sergeant, I'll shoot it out with any man. But I'm not going to stay in this room and invite that rat to take another shot at us. It ain't safe.
King will warn us. Mike, you know that.
I don't care. Even with that window locked, it's no sign it'll stop a bullet. Come on, let's go out front. Besides, you said he'd be back.
I said that because I know criminals. The first thing he'll do is to come back here just to make sure suspicion doesn't rest on him. Most of them return to the scene of their crime. I don't think our mysterious friend is any exception to that.
That's fine. Just fine. You got any idea when he'll be back?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, I'm not staying here. I'll make sure this door is locked first.
All right. If it'll make you feel any better, we'll go out.
Good. Yeah, it's locked. I don't usually carry this. I'm a peaceful man. But I ain't taking any chances. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And as for King here, he'll get the best rations we got in the house. Say, a man'd have a lot more reason to kill you, Sergeant, than he would me. Maybe you're trailing someone.
No, Mike, this is one time I've come to High Top with a clean slate. No clues to track down, no one in particular to keep an eye on.
I can't figure it out. Well, might as well go over and see how Clem's making out.
And let's hope the house is winning.
Yeah, since you ain't had luck in anything else tonight. Hiya, Sam.
Hello, Mike.
Through this way, Sergeant.
Ready for another game, gents?
What is it, boy?
Where? What in the...
Easy, Mike.
But he's growling again. Wait till I get...
Keep that gun out of sight.
Hey, get that gun away from me. Get out of my sight.
Quiet, King. King. That's it, boy.
That's funny. I've never seen King jump at a man like that before. It must be because you're a stranger here, Egg. Now, you remember Egg Larson, don't you, Sergeant?
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
He just came in about 10 minutes ago.
Quiet, King, quiet.
What's wrong with that dog?
Well, you better keep both hands in sight, Egg. King seems to think when you reach for your pocket that you have a gun in there. It's all right, boy, it's all right.
Oh, so that's it. Well, I'll keep my hands in sight if that'll ease his mind any.
Oh, that's better. I hear you just got back to High Top a few days ago.
Yeah, that's right. I was over in Machete today. Just got in a little while ago, so I thought I'd stop in for a few drinks.
I see. Place hasn't changed much since you left, has it?
Oh, looks the same to me. You ain't changed your mind about that deal we were talking about, Mike.
Huh? Me? Oh, no, I haven't changed my mind.
You want to buy the groundhog, huh?
Oh, Mike told you, huh?
Yes.
What do you think of it, Sergeant? The guy's working here sweeping floors and toting them barrels up from the cellar. 6 months later, he comes back with enough dough to buy the place. Sure wish I had that kind of luck.
You know, Mike, I think maybe you ought to listen to Egg's proposition.
I don't get you, Sergeant. You don't mean you think I ought to sell out to him, do you?
Well, I think we all ought to go back to your office and talk it over. How about it, Egg?
Sure, suits me.
Go back to my office.
Yes, Mike, yeah, that's right. Back to your office. How about you, Clem? Can you leave the game for a few minutes?
Me? Oh, sure, I guess so. Hey, Lefty.
Yeah?
How about taking over for a while?
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm making Mike a fair offer, Sergeant. Maybe you can talk him into selling.
We'll see.
Sergeant, what's this all about? Why are we going back to my office?
King's already been right once tonight, Mike.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with this?
You'll see. Play along with me for the next few minutes and keep your gun handy. You might need it.
I don't know why you've got Clem in on this. He'd never...
Quiet.
On the level, Egg. Tell me just this much. Did you strike it rich?
Where'd you think I got the money to offer Mike if I didn't? But that's all I'm saying, see? I don't aim to have a lot of miners swarming around my claim.
There we are.
And I'm offering Mike $15,000 for the groundhog, Sergeant. And I'm willing to cut him in on half of whatever liquor I sell for 6 months after I take the place over. That's fair enough, ain't it?
Hmm. What do you think, Mike?
It's just that I don't want to sell out, Sergeant. I like the cafe business. I didn't come up to the Yukon to do any prospecting. What would I do with the money when I'd get it? No, sir. In the first place, the groundhog's worth more than $15,000. I wouldn't sell out for $25,000.
I'd think a long time before going into the cafe business if I were you, Egg.
Well, now, listen, I like this place. Well, I can remember when I was working here sweeping the floors. Now that I got some cash, I'd like to own it. You might say I got sentimental reasons.
Sentimentality might not compensate for the headaches you'd have.
I don't savvy.
Well, take tonight, for instance.
Oh, what about tonight?
Well, Mike and I were standing here, talking right here in this room. Someone took a shot at him through the window.
Yeah?
He got away. But his tracks are still outside the window.
Why'd anyone want to kill you, Mike?
Come on outside. I'll show you the tracks.
I'd like to see them.
How about you, Egg? Don't forget the lantern, Mike. I want these tracks to show up plainly for Egg.
You say there are tracks out there?
Well, Mike and I saw them not half an hour ago. But you'll see them for yourself.
No, I'll just sit here. You're all right. Stop where you are.
All of you.
Gun, Lazar.
I thought so.
Well, then you should have been prepared, Sergeant Preston. We thought you'd get me to stand beside them tracks out there, and then you'd prove from my tracks that they'd both be the same. Well, I ain't that dumb.
You?
Yes, me. You had your chance to sell me this place, and you wouldn't take it.
But I don't understand. Why do you want it? Not just because you worked here.
Maybe the sergeant here can answer that before I take time to aim again.
You've done all the talking this far, Egg. No reason why you should stop now.
And it won't do you much good to know that there's gold under this place. Gold that I found pulling them kegs around down the cellar. I took care to cover it up before I left to make sure the secret was safe. I borrowed the money I brought back to pay you off, Mike.
Gold in my cellar?
Yeah, only it's going to be mine. And none of you'll ever live to see a nugget of it.
Look out in back of you.
Just full of tricks, huh? Thought I'd fall for that old...
Get him, King!
No!
Get that gun,
Clem.
I got it, Sergeant.
Get away from me!
All right, King. All right, boy. Get up, Egg. You heard me. Get up.
All right.
Might interest you to know that I never would have suspected you if King hadn't been for King.
King knew him.
That's right.
Well, I'll be...
If you hadn't thought of them footprints, Sergeant, you'd have never caught him. I gotta hand it to you.
Now don't hand it to me, Clem. Those footprints are probably indistinguishable by now.
What do you mean?
This mud won't hold a footprint for half an hour. The impression's probably left, but the footprint wouldn't be recognizable.
Say, that's right. That mud's almost like soup.
The credit belongs to King, Mike, for solving this case. And now, Larson, you'd better start thinking up an alibi for a charge of attempted manslaughter. Yes, King, the case is closed. Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the Great Dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the Challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at this same time.
On King! On you Huskies!
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network. The Challenge of the Yukon.
Unchained on you Huskies!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the Gold Rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The Buckeye Bank was silent and dark, a contrast to the lighted buildings that lined the single street of the settlement. Boisterous miners, trappers pouring into the cafes and dance halls, never noticed the two figures slip from the shadows at the back of the bank.
Easy now, pal. There's no time for a slip-up.
Just keep going.
That does it. Mush, you Malamute, smush! Talk about a pushover. Never walked in anything so easy in all my life. Thanks to you, Dugan.
I told you we'd have to work this job from the inside, didn't I? The old man's going to be mighty surprised in the morning when he finds his cashier gone and his safe empty.
Yes, sir. Him and them miners. I always did say a man was a fool to put his dust in the bank. Just invite somebody to walk in and help themselves like we did. How much you figure we got?
Yeah, there's more than $50,000 worth of gold right here. Added to what I took from the till yesterday. Yeah, I'd say it was a nice profit.
I can see it already. The boat for the States and me on board. Follow the river out to the cabin. We can bunk there tonight.
Yeah.
We'll cross the river in the morning, and from there on, it's a clear trail to Skagway.
Stuttering Walt Kramer was a short, stout man, rendered almost speechless in moments of excitement. Standing in front of the empty safe in Buckeye's bank, he was surrounded by a crowd of curious miners, all of them demanding he take steps to recover the stolen gold. When Sergeant Preston stood in the doorway, he realized immediately what had happened.
No, boys,
please. It's all your fault, Walt. You never should have left that thieving cashier out of your sight.
But I tell you, I didn't.
I ain't fit to be a banker. Can't even talk straight.
Oh, wait a minute, man.
Preston.
Hey, Sergeant, the bank's been robbed. It was the cashier that done it.
Oh, thank heaven you're here, Sergeant.
What was that I heard them saying about the cashier, Walt?
They're right. It was Dugan Laval.
He's the cashier?
He was the cashier, yes.
Walt, I want you to tell me what happened. Now, take your time. You men keep quiet for a few minutes.
There ain't much to tell. I unlocked the doors about 15 minutes ago and found the safe doors open like that. The window over there was open, too.
Well, there were two of them. This is the way they got out.
Yes, that's what I thought. I'm all right now, Sergeant. It's just when I'm excited I start stuttering.
Laval's gone, too, huh?
Sure he is. Went over to his rooms myself.
I think he could have left this window unlocked when he left last night. He
must have climbed in. The door was locked, like I said.
Think there's any chance of catching him, Sergeant?
Well, Clem, there's only one answer to that. King and I'll try to pick up his trail.
There ain't been any fresh snow. His tracks ought to be pretty plain.
Come on, King. Looks like our work's all cut out for us.
You think you need any help?
King's all the help I'll need, Walt. First, I want a closer look at those tracks.
You ain't going after them fellas alone, are you?
I know that, Lavelle, from seeing him around town. I can tell you right now, Sergeant, he ain't the kind to give up without a fight.
Well, every crook's ready to fight until he's cornered, Clem. All right, King, you ready, boy? All right, then get the dogs up. These tracks lead to the north, Walt. That means Lavelle plans to cross the river and then go on to Skagway. So every minute we lose here, we'll give him a better chance to make good his getaway.
Good luck to you. I sure hope you catch up with him.
Goodbye.
Seems to me like we've seen the last of that dust, Clem.
You don't know much about Preston, do you?
I don't expect the impossible, if that's what you mean. Any man that'd be smart enough to take a job in a bank, work at it for 6 months, biding the time, planning a robbery like this one. He ain't going to be easily stopped.
Yeah? Well, there goes the only man in the Yukon that could stop him. And I'm betting you a 5-ounce poke of dust right now that he puts Lavelle in handcuffs.
It ain't for me to say, Clem, but if I was in your shoes, I'd put my money on a surer thing. It's two of them against Preston.
You're wrong there. It's two of them against Preston and that dog of his. When it comes to a showdown, King's as good as any man.
At a cabin on the river's edge, Cliff Cheney and Dugan Laval finished breakfast. Dugan watched his partner's preparations for the trip across the river through narrowed eyes. In guarded moments, his face was open and apparently honest. It was only the cold cruelty of those steady eyes that could give him away. This was a man possessed of the cunning of a fox and the deadly viciousness of a rattler coiled to strike.
Dugan, you don't know what it'll mean to me seeing the last of this country. I've hated it ever since I laid eyes on it.
Yeah?
Cold, lonely. Only the pine trees and the wolves to keep you company on the trail. Say, you want to be careful how we load this gold on the boat.
You're not going to make that boat.
Oh, now look. Well, the horses couldn't keep me. Dugan, put that gun down.
I'll put it down when I'm finished with it. You didn't think I intended to split that money with you, did you?
You're going to...
Yes, I'm going to kill you.
No, you can't. We worked this together.
Together? I worked this robbery the same way I worked all of them. Who did the planning? Who laid the groundwork? Not you, Cliff. All you ever did was to be there with the sled at the right time.
You dirty double-crossing skunk. You knew all the time what you were going to do. You've been planning to kill me all this time, and I never suspected it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right. You win. I won't stand in your way, Dugan. Go on, catch that boat.
No. That boat doesn't leave until this afternoon, Cliff. It won't work. When I leave this cabin, I'm not leaving a man who'll tell any tales.
I won't try to stop you. Go ahead. You'll have a boat, and I won't be able
It's no use. You're wasting time.
No, don't do it. It's murder. It's murder. You can't...
What makes you think I'd stop short of murder?
The sound of the shot carried far over the Yukon stillness. Sergeant Preston heard it, and King heard it as he urged the dogs to greater speed.
On, King! On, you Huskies!
Faster than any dog in the Yukon, King raced ahead of the pack, sensing the urgency in the Mountie's cry.
There's a cabin ahead. Shot must have come from there. Ho, King. Ho, you Huskies. Ho, boy. Come on, fella. We're going in there. It's empty. What is it, fella? Here, wait till I see who that...
Who is it?
King, my medicine kit on the sled.
Oh, Mountie. I thought I'd live to be glad to see you, Molly.
Now don't try to talk.
I gotta talk. Ain't that much time.
I'll have my medicine kit in a minute.
Medicine kit? It's no use. I gotta tell you.
I'll save your strength.
No. Listen to me. I'm Cliff Cheney. I work with Dougie LaValle.
LaValle?
Yeah, that's right. I robbed the bank in Buckeye last night.
I know. I've been following your trail. Well, that's it, fella. Over here.
He's getting away in a boat. We was gonna split to go.
Oh, sorry. I'll try not to hurt you.
He shot me so I could get away. You better get it. No use getting that kid open, Monty. Leave me and save yourself. If he comes back, he'll kill you, too.
Cliff. He's gone, King.
Very touching scene. Is it the duty of Mounties to play nursemaid to escaping bank robbers?
LaValle.
Yes, I'm LaValle. And you, I believe, are the famous Sergeant Preston I've heard so much about. Your gun, Sergeant.
So the killer always returns to the scene of his crime.
Not exactly. I drew back into the trees as I saw you ride up here. You better quiet that dog before I silence him with a bullet.
Quiet, King.
I'm glad you arrived. You're just in time to finish loading my boat for me.
Finish loading your boat?
Outside. And remember, one false move and it'll be your last one. Tying you up was an extra precaution, Sergeant. Now that I've destroyed your sled and taken your gun, I won't have to worry about being stopped before the boat leaves the dock. Goodbye. The story you tell of the escape of Duke and LaValle should be very interesting.
King. King, old fella. Stuck to work on these ropes. That's it, boy. I knew you wanted a chance at him, but I didn't want to risk having him put a bullet through your heart. He's a cold-blooded killer. The pride of all cowards. But we'll stop him, King. We'll stop him in a way that'll surprise him. There. Now my hands are free. Those teeth of yours scissored that rope in record time. Now to get this rope off my feet. There. That long rope over there in the corner, King, bring it to me. King, I'm going to fasten this rope to your collar. It isn't time to put a raft together. So with this tied around my waist and the other end of your collar, we'll have to swim the river. Luckily, it's fairly narrow.
Preston's fingers worked quickly, securing the knots in the rope attached to the dog's collar, while King stood by obediently, waiting for his master's commands. With the slack of the rope coiled about his arm, the Mountie walked with the dog to the river's edge. Together, they plunged into the icy waters.
All right, King. Swim for it. When you get to the other side, wrap this rope around a tree. Oh, if he can only make it. I can swim and partially pull myself to shore. That's it, King. Keep going, fella.
The dog pulled against the current, which at times seemed powerful enough to pull him downstream. The Mountie watched, his eyes on King. Could he make it? Could he make it?
Good boy, King. He's almost ashore. He made it. Oh, good old King.
It was later that afternoon. Passengers were loading into the boat at Skagway. Dougie LaValle stood on the dock as he prepared to fall into line, a smile of deep satisfaction creasing his face.
Waiting to get on the boat too, partner?
Yes.
Going back to the States, eh?
That's right. And you?
Heading in the same direction, and maybe I wouldn't be glad to get there. This country's all right for them that likes it, but not for me. You look pretty pleased about leaving it.
Yes. Yes, I'm very pleased to be leaving the Yukon.
Only thing that holds this place together is the Mounties. Boy, what a rat's nest this would be without them. All this gold and men cutting each other's throats to get it.
It all depends on how you look at it.
And you'll be looking at it from behind bars, Lavelle.
But, Preston!
Yes, we meet again. Only this time I'm holding the gun.
How did you... Hey, what's going on here?
Very simple. I swam the river. Made my way to a trading post where a trapper was kind enough to give me these clothes and this gun. Between us, King and I always get our man. Yes, King, the case is closed. Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Welcome back. Okay, so I'm battling a sore throat this week, so let's quickly get this wrapped up. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call me, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Have Gun, Will Travel. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.